This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today for WGOD Radio. Prior to getting started here, we're in Revelation. We're going to wrap up chapter 18 and probably get into chapter 19 here today. We're rapidly coming to the end of this book. And we're going to be starting here on the radio. When we're done with this, we're going to be starting a verse-by-verse study in the book of Acts. And that's where we just started at church last week. We're taking Thursday night off here this week, here tomorrow, at least if you're hearing this on the radio. This is airing on Wednesday. There'll be no study this week, this Thursday, or next Thursday as well. Here at the radio station, our fundraiser will be going on. So there'll be 2 weeks off at church, and then we'll be back again the following week. I'll let everyone know, everyone who lives here locally, that you'll be and that you are invited to come out to Island Community Church for our brand new Bible study in the book of Acts. More on that here coming up in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 18. To hear all of these other programs, it's been a great study. I encourage you and I invite you to go to WGODontheair.net. There's a link on there that says prior podcasts, I believe that's what it says. And if you click on the link there, there's over 5 years worth of programs. You can click on months. Each month is in the left-hand column. And from there, you can click on these programs, listen to this verse-by-verse study in Revelation. It's been a great study. I believe the Lord's coming back in your lifetime and in the lifetime of your children. Think about that. Think about that where the Bible says, where Jesus said when they asked him, what'll be the signs of your coming? And at the end of the age, Jesus said, take heed, that is, be careful, look out, watch out, be on your guard, take heed that no man deceive you. Revelation chapter 13 of the false prophet, it says he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Let me ask a question. Have you ever been deceived before? Ever? Has your spouse deceived you? Has your child deceived you? Anyone out here with children, I know you got to raise your hand. Did you eat that? No. Maybe your dog has deceived you. Right? Something's missing and the dog did it. Maybe something happened and the kid got blamed for it and the dog did it. Maybe the dog got blamed for it and the kid did it. Certainly you've been deceived, you see, and that is you thought that something was something while something was actually something else. You've been deceived. This is what's going to happen here at the end of the age. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and came to life. This is the mother of all deceptions coming up, I believe, in your lifetime that's going to take over 2 billion people with it. And I hope and pray you're not one of them. And I hope and pray your son or daughter's not one of them either. It's time sometimes to shut the television off, open up the word of God, and be looking. Time to get a crick in your neck. He's coming back a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. Is that you? Now, we're in the end of this book here, just about. We're in chapter 18. Let's wrap this up, this chapter. Maybe we'll get into chapter 19. We're looking at the destruction of a city that you and I don't see alive today. The city is Babylon. It could mean literal Babylon. Saddam Hussein was rebuilding it at the time of his death. I don't know. It could be Rome. Rome, the early church called Rome Babylon. Why? Because of the idol worship there. People were bowing the knee to the emperor. This is why Christians were killed in the first century. They were forcing them to renounce Jesus Christ and say there is no other Lord but Caesar. And the Christians wouldn't do it, so they fed them to the lions and killed them. Peter says at the end of his letter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, he says, those from Babylon greet you. Is Babylon going to be Rome? Very well could be. Is the old city all the way back from Genesis chapter 18 going to be rebuilt again when that, what's his name there, was building the tower, attempting to build a tower to reach as high as heaven? Nimrod was his name. We don't know. All I know and what we know is the city's going to be annihilated in 1 hour. Verse 9, Revelation 18, 9, the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her, that's the city, will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment. You know, interesting, that phrase. I'm in Revelation chapter 18, verse 10. It says standing at a distance. Did you know that that is the definition of the word apostasy? Sometimes translated falling away. The word aphistemi or apostasia is the noun. Aphistemi is the verb. It means to stand aloof from or to stand at a distance from for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. And you think of Peter. He committed this where it says Peter followed at a distance. Right here at this week that we celebrate here, this Passion Week. Here coming up Thursday, as a matter of fact, would be this Thursday, is Maundy Thursday, as they call it, right? That's the celebration of the Last Supper in the liturgical church is Maundy Thursday, the night, the celebration, the anniversary of the Last Supper. Well, you see, on that night, you see, here coming up, celebrated tomorrow, Peter, after they arrested Jesus, it says he was following from a distance. And it's the exact definition of this word apostasy. And that is standing aloof from, for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Now, the Lord Jesus said it was going to be that way here coming up in the last time. He says, and then he says, well, they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. Now, that's today, 2015. This is March the 28th, 2015. That is today. Christian, you are hated by all nations on account of the name of Jesus Christ. Hated, killed. Muslims are out to kill you. That's what they do. They kill Christians. Don't let anyone try to deceive you into anything other than that. They're end times players, and they're out here trying to kill and eliminate Christians and Jews. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. You will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then, Matthew chapter 24, I think it's verse 10. And then many will be offended. New American Standard says, and then many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. You see, what Peter did is going to happen to everyone that's sitting on the fence. Everyone today that's never persevered under trial. Everyone today who was a lukewarm, fence-sitting Christian that at the first sign of trouble is going to cut and run. This is everyone there on the fence. The time is coming where you're going to be off that fence, and you're either going to be on the Lord's side or you're going to be on the other side. And you know what? God wants you to be on his side. And do you know how God works that out behind the scenes? He does it by making your life difficult. Which is why James said, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. You persevering under trial comes through God making your life difficult. How's he doing on that? He's trying. God's trying. God loves you. He tries to make your life difficult. He tries to make the life of your children difficult. Sometimes you're not supposed to help. You're supposed to remove your hands and back away. Let God be God. Let God come through in the life of your children. Let God deliver them. Let your kids see that God's got their back. Don't be, as Oswald Chambers calls it, don't be an amateur providence. Let God deliver them. Let God deliver your kid. Let God see them through. Let them learn to trust in the Lord. If indeed we're living, do you think we're living in the end times? Look around, smell the coffee, do you think? Or is this just one of those things? Let me ask a question. Do you think the United States of America can last another two generations like this? If you do, friend, you're deceived. Let God deliver your children. Let God deliver you. Let God develop in you what it takes to get through this kind of stuff. It comes through hardship, suffering. Romans 8:17, it says, you're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if you suffer with him. There's another place too I'm thinking of now, and that is Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, it says, for unto you it is given, or granted. It's been granted to you. Imagine that. God's granted this to you as a gift. This is what God's granted to you. To you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. That, my friend, has been granted to you. It's been granted to you to believe. You can't believe on your own. It's been granted to you to believe. God's given you the measure of faith. No one can come to him unless the Father who sends him should draw him, and he will raise you up on the last day. As many as were appointed to eternal life believed. Acts 13:48. God's got to draw you. It has been granted to you both to believe, and it's been granted to you to suffer on account of his name. Suffer for him, like all these Christians all around the world are suffering today on account of his name. Now let's wrap up again this last couple of verses here. The destruction of Babylon, verse 17, in 1 hour, such great riches has come to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance. Then, verse 21, a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence, the great city Babylon will be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. That's a triple negative in the Greek. In English, it's Babylon will not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, and flutes, trumpeters won't be heard anymore. The light of the lamp will not shine in you anymore. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in you anymore. Your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints, and of all those who were slain on the earth. We're out of time, and we're done with chapter 18. We'll be back again soon with chapter 19. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.